Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 16 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials found in Mosiah chapters 25 to 28 in May the 27th to June the 2nd. And we're going to continue our study now of Mosiah chapter 26. Now we reached the point where I reached yesterday where Alma the elder I'm discerning between the two because we're going to meet Alma the younger very soon. But at this point, Alma the elder is concerned and troubled because he has a number of individuals who were, you know, part of the Church of Christ or meant to be part of the Church of Christ because they've grown up in that group or that community. But they are sinning. They are willfully rebelling. They are outwardly, you know, going against the church and the teachings, and also, you know, causing some great difficulty for some of the believers as well. And he takes them to King Mosiah, and he says that he is the judge. That, you know, he needs to decide what to do with these people in terms of their spiritual welfare. And so Alma is concerned about what to do. What I love about this is that the Come Follow Me materials could have focused about, you know, oh, well, what happens with church discipline, or, you know, what happens if someone is willfully rebelling, is not repentant, is not, you know, and we could focus about, you know, principles of church discipline and things like that, which, of course, I think is important. We need to understand them. But actually, it takes a different approach in the Come Follow Me manual. It talks about how God's faithful servants seek to do his will. And it says this in the section, quote, "Sometimes we might think that a church leader like Alma always knows exactly what to do. In Mosiah 26, we read of a problem in the church that Alma had never dealt with. What did Alma do in this situation? What does Alma's experience suggest about how you might approach difficult problems in your family or your church service? What does the Lord teach Alma? Notice that some of the Lord's answers were not in direct response to Alma's question. What does this suggest about prayer and receiving personal revelation?" This is really a wonderful way of approaching this because it is a very specified area, and we could very much focus on the particulars of what Alma is dealing with here. But actually, it's much more better to look at it as a general principle of, well, here is a problem that Alma had never before experienced. So let's find out some principles that we find out from Alma's approach. What I love is in verse 13, he says, "And now the spirit of Alma was again troubled, and he went and inquired of the Lord what he should do concerning this matter, for he feared that he should do wrong in the sight of God. And it came to pass after he had poured out his whole soul to God, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying..." Now, before we go into the Lord's response, what I love about this is that Alma is desperate to do what the Lord would have him do. He's eager to make sure he makes the right choice, not just, you know, because he wants to make the right choice for his own view or for his own feelings, but he wants to do right in the sight of the Lord. He wants to do what the Lord would do if he were in that situation that Alma is. And I think that for many challenges and problems we have in our lives, that is a wonderful way to approach our problems, in the sense that we have a difficulty or challenge, or, you know, something's happening with our family or within our church calling or whatever. The most important thing that we need to try and do is make sure that we would do what the Lord would do in this situation. We may not do it perfectly as he would, but we can certainly do our very best to make sure we make the best choice we can for the situation. So Alma receives this response from the Lord. And it says, "Blessed art thou, Alma, and blessed are they who were baptized in the waters of Mormon. Thou art blessed because of thy exceeding faith in the words alone of my servant Abinadi." So to begin with, the Lord doesn't just say, "Oh, hey, Alma, yeah, here's your problem, there's your answer." But he is saying how he is blessed. And he actually goes through a number of verses here talking about who is blessed and why they're blessed. In particular, in verse 18, "Blessed is this people who are willing to bear my name, for in my name they shall be called, and they are mine." Again, it is just a whole list of different blessings that have been received. And so to begin with, I think what's important for us is to recognize when we do have a problem or a challenge or a difficulty, is identify areas in our lives where we have been blessed. This can help us to then know that the Lord is with us and that he is helping and guiding and leading us. through our lives, even when there is a challenge or difficulty that we may be facing that we don't know what to do with, it's a reminder that he will help and he will be able to give us what we need in the way it needs to be given because of the ways that we've been blessed. And then he addresses the challenge, because thou hast inquired of me concerning the transgressor, that transgressor thou art blessed. And then he continues, he covenants that he'll have eternal life. He covenants that those who hear his voice will be his sheep. And this is his church. And it continues on to talk about how he is the Lord, he is the Redeemer, and it is through his name that people will be forgiven. And in fact, in verse 22, this is what I love as well. For behold, this is my church. Whosoever is baptized shall be baptized unto repentance, and whomsoever ye receive shall believe in my name, and him will I freely forgive. For it is I that taketh upon me the sins of the world, for it is I that have created them, and it is I that granteth unto them that believeth unto the end a place at my right hand. The Lord is teaching about this principle, about how the church is there to welcome all to him, to bring all to him, to bring all into the arms of his love. So rather than kind of just focusing on the problem that Alma has and the negative aspect of the people who are challenging the church at the time, he focuses on, look, this is what we want. We want everyone to repent. We want everyone to forgive everyone. You should freely forgive anyone that comes to me in my name. And then it is right towards the end where it says in verse 28, therefore I say unto you that he that will not hear my voice, the same shall you not receive into my church, for him I will not receive at the last day. And then in verse 29, therefore I say unto you, go, and whosoever transgresseth against me, him shall ye judge according to the sins which he has committed. And if he confess his sins before thee and me, and repenteth in the sincerity of his heart, him shall ye forgive, and I'll forgive him also. Yea, and as often as my people repent, will I forgive them their trespasses against me. This is important. And D. Kelly Ogden and Andrew C. Skinner said, quote, we want people in the church, not out of it, of course, but they must be in it on the Lord's conditions. It is essential to maintain the integrity of the church. The most important single fact bearing on what church discipline is needed is the extent of the extent of the repentance of the transgressor. We are not interested in having people's names blotted out. We truly desire to see their sins blotted out. Close quote. So there is the direction there from the Lord that if needed, they need to be removed from the church because, well, they don't want to be anymore. They are choosing through their actions that they are not repentant. And so therefore, it is a blessing really to them that they have that they are removed out of the church, because ultimately, for what other reason are they in there? And so I just love this response by the Lord, that it's a very open and loving response, one which is focused on the salvation and bringing people to him and helping them to be forgiven. And whenever they do repent and when they're ready to repent, freely forgiving them. But if they are not willing to do so, then removing them from that church or from that name for a period, because otherwise, you know, it's clear that they're choosing not to do that. And so it's helping them to make sure that they have the choices or the outcomes that they are seeking through their actions. And I think that this is a great way of approaching this principle. So Alma goes away and judges and does what the Lord says. And then goes to teach the others who are in the church about the need to repent and to stay close to the Lord and to pray without ceasing, give thanks in all things, as it says in verse 39. We'll continue a bit more with the study on that tomorrow and then move into the experience of Alma the Younger and his and the sons of Mosiah. Thank you so much for studying with us today, and until we meet again.